When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello in UK Health Radio Land. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. And we're the team that hosts the New Life Perspectives radio show, and we happen to create the Cogno Movement System. So today, Bill and I are continuing a conversation that we've been having throughout the day that really lit us both up. And we're wanting to bring you in on this conversation in the hopes that it'll light you up as much as it lit up us up. And what we're really talking about is an idea that I got from watching a Stephen Greer documentary. And it's a documentary about energy, really about the idea that there's all these energy-producing ideas that have not gotten on the market. And they're all ideas that create more energy output than what's put into them. The idea is called Overunity. By the way, just a plug for the documentary. It was kind of cool. It's called The Lost Century and How to Reclaim It. And it's about these things. So Overunity, I'll give you the definition. This is interesting. It refers to the fact that an Overunity device should produce more kinetic energy than whatever potential it receives as an input. So meaning more energy out than you put in. This was coined to avoid patent rules that prevent impossible technologies such as perpetual motion machines from being patented. That's interesting, isn't it?
It's very interesting. And I know that there's people listening to this right now, physicists around the world that are like, or other people that have gone to school and they're like, you know what? I'm about ready to click off right now because of the paradigm that we've been taught, right? Impossible. You know, I presented some of these ideas to some of my friends that were engineers and they were like, okay, first of all, don't waste your time because that is impossible. That is a law of physics that you cannot create energy. You're not creating energy, right? You're not going to get more out than you input in, right? That's just not going to work. But it turns out that now the whole world is becoming aware, you know what? There's something we don't understand, a different physics or different mathematical laws or whatever it might be. But it's come out that it's actually true now, you know, and when I say actually true, what do I mean? I mean, UFOs are now real. You know, a few years ago, not real. And if you did talk about them, it'd be like, oh yeah, tinfoil hat. Oh God, I can't pay attention because it's so ridiculous. Well, anyway, as it turns out now, everybody is getting on board, even mainstream media coming out and saying, well, I guess so.
Well, yeah. And so today, just so you're on the same page as us, we don't actually want to talk about energy devices or UFOs, but it's really how this conversation got started. And the reason that UFOs are a part of it is that for them to fly the way they fly, and some of the things we've seen on TV, these over-unity devices have to be true, like entered gravitics, you know, things like that, even hydrogen type engines, you know, there's more energy output than goes in, you know, in those. And so I think that is going to be the theme probably of the next 100 years, is these kind of devices and the unlimited energy. And they make it a Dr. Stephen Greer's documentary really shows how free energy could be possible, or unlimited or perpetual motion energy, things like that. But here's what really caught me. And the moment I heard the term over unity, I realized that there's a real way to use this in our life. And it's actually something you and I do, Bill McKenna, and that we teach. We really teach that there's a way of getting more out of your life, actually, than you're putting in, by knowing what is going on in your energy system, by being able to recognize how you feel. If you're feeling salty, feeling cranky in the morning, that day is going to really take a lot of your energy with zero gain. You know, in a salty mood like that, when you're trudging through the mud and fighting with yourself and everybody else, what comes out of that day is likely going to be probably negative. Probably things you're going to have to go clean up and apologize for after, right? Not a positive gain in energy, but a massive amount consumed. But in our lives, and what we teach, is that if you can recognize that and use a tool to change it, and we'll talk about that later, that you can shift your energy into high gear, a high energy output, which really doesn't gobble your energy. It actually gives you more and more and more throughout the day. We like to talk about energy in terms of loops, patterns in the body, you know, the nervous system running energy between the brain and the body and creating more and more energy. So when you're in a high state of energy, you're feeling good. We call it a love or above energy a lot of times. But when you're in that state, you're literally vibrating energy that not only you can use, but the people around you can use. So this idea of over energy is something each of us can be thinking about in our own lives. Is it as exciting to you, Bill, as it is to me?
You know, it really is super interesting because there's examples of it. We've been actually doing this over unity, kind of, we would call it maybe a personal over unity, right? As a human, right?
Yeah.
We have been doing this. There's evidence of people doing it across the globe, right? That are actually out there, and they put in a little bit of effort and they get massive returns. Now, this exists not only in the way out there, you know, type of things that we're starting to come to the forefront, like these free energy devices. But, you know, somebody like Elon Musk, you know, there's only so many work hours in a week, but he puts in his effort. And relative to the amount of effort he puts in, the results are absolutely extraordinary. Excellent. Even if you like them, you like them, you hate them, doesn't matter. The fact is, the results are outstanding. So this we see in varying levels with, you know, our clients across the board. You know, globally, we have these things going on. Like, for example, we have people that, you know, come to our seminar, and they put in the effort to come to one of the seminars on, we call it Cogno Conscious, and where they clear out the shame, the guilt, the grief, the humiliation, anger, fear of a lifetime. And what we see is their complete life, from their finances to their relationship to everything, shifting. And the reason being is that underlying it, we are an over-unity device.
Yeah.
And what we do, right, as a human, is remove simply the resistance. When all the resistance is gone, what happens is the literal voltage begins to increase, and increase dramatically. We have a device that can actually measure the voltage in the body. And you may be saying to yourself, well, who cares, voltage in the body? As it turns out, that everything is related to the voltage in your body. Dr. Jerry Tennant is a Harvard-trained professor, actually doctor, and he figured out that the cells will multiply when it hits, I think it's something like, you know, over 30 millivolts. At 50 millivolts, I think it's something like optimal, and the cells begin to multiply, and below that, they won't. So every single cell in our body has a certain amount of millivolts that it has. And what we do as humans is we're born, we have traumas of all kinds, right? I wasn't loved, I was hit, I was this, I was that, in our perception, whatever it might be. And this, bit by bit, restricts or limits that voltage in the body, which turns into all kinds of health-related issues and a limitation literally in how much energy you have to perform in life. And what Liz and myself have seen over time is once that actually, that limitation, that trauma, whatever it might have been, the actual realization that one would go from, like, I was unloved to, you know what, actually, I was really loved, but I didn't realize it. They were loving me in a different way than I wanted to be loved. Something like that, as simple as that. And wabanga, right? That's a technical term. You can look it up in the scientific journals, wabanga. They begin to manifest like crazy. What they've always wanted shows up. The relationship literally with people that related to change. And I mean, like, we're mortal enemies and now we're best friends.
You know, it's really true. And you started to talk about the machine, the BioWell. And this is something we realized early on. We knew when people used the cognitive movement system that they felt better and their life changed exponentially. But we didn't know what was actually going on in the body until we had the first BioWell readings. And what we saw is, so a person would come in and let's say, or come to a seminar and let's say they've got this set of problems. Some of the things that Bill talked about, you know, trauma, divorce, deaths, all those kind of things. And what we would see is the person would work through that trauma, and we knew that they were actually deleting or eliminating that particular neural pattern in their body. And that neural pattern would cost a lot of energy, or so we suspected. Then we did the BioWell readings, which read voltage, and we would see the voltage maybe go from 30 to 50, or from 36, you know, up into the 60s. Like, we saw 25 to 30% jumps very consistently, which is unheard of. It's not something that happens. So it confirmed our suspicion that the traumas in our life, perceived traumas or real, doesn't matter. They actually consume large amounts of our horsepower, our energy. And the minute they're gone, the body just restores that energy. I always think of it like, you know, when a generator turns on, you hear it go, wah, wah, and there, here it goes. It restores the energy to the rest of the body, which we could also see by the BioWell readings. The balance in the body would become very harmonized. So it shows the organs in the body, it shows the balance, the overall energy would jump, different health concerns would seem to be shifted, you know. And these were, you know, we're talking about between an hour and 90 minutes, sometimes a little longer than that it would take. And we'd see the literal body shift in that short period of time in terms of the voltage. So to me, probably not exactly the technical term, but that's an overunity, that small amount of energy that you put in to change these patterns in the body, change the way the body's using your electricity, essentially. That small amount that you put in would change the life exponentially, because now, like what Bill said, now you've got energy to do the things you want to do. All of a sudden, your mind is clear and you can see maybe the love you have for people or that they have for you. The perspective shifts exponentially. You have the horsepower to go get the job or get the girl. But more than that, this was the overunity part that we were so shocked at, is really things that you couldn't actually put energy into to change, or you may have a thousand times and didn't, changed on their own. Like Bill said, all of a sudden people who were mortal enemies are now the dearest of friends and family. That's not even quantifiable, the output of that. You know, that's not something you could even put a dollar amount on. And we were seeing it happen. So what we knew early on is that there was such a big value in taking the time to do the work. So it's about time for us to take a break. But when we come back, Bill, let's talk about how a person can even recognize if they have one of these issues. How can a person even know that there's something draining their batteries, that if it could be adjusted, they could get this exponential growth out? So UK Health Radio, take it away for now, and we will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. We're talking about the concept of overunity in our lives. What can we do that puts a small amount in, but gets exponential out? So what do you think are some of the things, Bill, that a person can do to, how do they even know they've got one of these problems?
You know, this is actually super challenging on the surface, right? How do I even know? And the challenging part here is that you think it's just you. It's like a fish doesn't know that it's swimming in water. It's all it's ever known all its life. You know, I heard, you know, some people talk and I found it very funny. Some people said, you know, I've just been in a bad mood for the past 50 years. We just think it's us. We think that there's no other opportunity. We don't have a way out. We don't even see another opportunity. And we've actually made kind of a life and a personality out of it. Some people just, they live a certain way. And for whatever reason, complaining, right, has a secondary gain, right? If I complain, then you know what? I get my hotel for a little less. But I gotta really be authentic about it. I gotta really be offended, right? And so this has a secondary gain with it. There's not another opportunity. That's just how things are done, son. That's how you do it, right? You've got to come at it with some force and some negativity. You know, Liz had car dealerships, you know, she ran a huge operation, car dealerships. I think you probably saw this, you know, really in spades, right? You know, everybody comes in and for whatever reason, culturally, this got set up back in the day when cars were made that you had to go in and be a complete jerk when you go to buy a car. It's not like a pleasant thing. You have to. You know what? I'm going to teach them. I know they're going to try and screw me. And I'm going to go get them.
Yep. Actually, so we are long way past that. We've been a part of that for a long time, except for, you know, we still know people who are in the business or adjacent businesses like a tire store. So I heard a story just yesterday. A guy calls from another state and said he'd come there and he'd had some work done on his car and his wheel fell off his car and it wrecked the whole side of his truck. And it almost killed him. So the guys at the shop are thinking, oh my God, this is terrible. Who did the work on the car and who forgot? You know, it can happen. It's human error. So the guy even sent pictures of the side of the truck all wiped out. So he takes the truck to a dealership where he is and they get on the phone together. And it turns out they didn't even do the work on that vehicle that he showed. It's not the same vehicle. And when he brought the vehicle back here, there's no damage on the truck. The parts that he said came off, they hadn't even worked on, wasn't part of any of it. So they got on the phone with the dealership and, you know, wherever he was out of town in Texas or somewhere. And they said, hey, you know, we thought all this was wrong with it. They said, no, none of that was ever wrong with it. It was just this. There's these bolts that are loose here. Right. So we asked the question, like, what in the world was the person trying to accomplish? I mean, obviously, when they got back, they were going to see the vehicle. But this is what people are accustomed to doing. If I make a big enough stink, you'll give me something in return, even if when it makes no sense. But here's the thing, Bill. We do this in our personal lives. We do it to ourselves. If I'm cranky enough for the day because you haven't done what I wanted, or I didn't get the check in the mail, or my toenail polish got smeared, then I'm going to make them pay. Who's paying? For the fact, it makes no sense. You're cranky for the day. You're going to put out this terrible energy so that somebody will say, hey, are you okay? What's wrong? Why, you messed up my toenail polish this morning and somebody pulled out in front of my car and I burnt my toast. So now this is my reason why I'm going to be mad at you and you and you and the person at the grocery store. And I'm going to probably cut off a few people and I might kick my dog, right? It doesn't make sense in the life. There's nothing good that comes out of it, but we're sort of trained to do it. So this is the thing that you and I discovered early on. What if when you wake up salty, what if the minute you feel uncomfortable, you change it? You use a tool. We use the cognitive movement system. And you work out whatever is going on in your system. You work that out so that it's no longer an issue. But I think for most people, they would say, well, how in the world? I can't do that. I'm cranky because I have all my reasons. But here's the part of the energy that has to be put in. Here's the little bit that you donate of your energy is noticing how you feel. That's number one. If you feel anything less than good, you got something to work out. Most people, when they get up and they're cranky or they've got an ongoing problem, they're looking for that problem and then make up reasons for it and then take throughout the day. So here's the little overunity that we do. First, notice how you feel. Take responsibility for it. That's a hard one, right, Bill? To be like, okay, I'm
grateful. It's very, very hard because, you know, we're in a reaction mode and your reactions feel like the truth. I thought it. Hey, now look at this, right? For all of us, I thought it. Therefore, it's true. I mean, we all do that. Every single one of you, you're listening to this right now. I know it sounds nuts, but I thought it. Of course, it's true. It must be true because I thought it.
I felt it.
It has to be true. And you know what? That is exactly how it works. Exactly how it works. We get a feeling, we have the thought. And then reality bends around that.
You know what I like to think about, Bill? And I've probably never even shared this with you, but those of you who don't know, I have a little bit of a weird mind. But I think about that energy and, you know, that energy of cranky and salty and I'm mad because this happened or that happened in the world. It's like dirty energy. It's like, you know, coal burning soot. The Industrial Revolution, soot in the air. That's what it looks like to me in my mind.
It's oh my gosh.
The energy.
There were these preschoolers, right? They're before the age of reading, preschoolers. And they sit down to lunch. And one of the kids is highly agitated. The kid next door, my wife was at the school at the time. The kid that was sitting next, you know, to that child was at the smoke. I can't see. And he's swiping away. He's like, you know, and she's like, what the heck? You know, I can't see the smoke. Well, guess what? Exactly what you were saying, Liz. It's true. And they can see it. We just can't.
You know, so here, this is interesting. My daughter's car recently, they have this BMW, and it was costing like half a tank of gas to go 5 miles in a day. So there's clearly something wrong with it. Well, it was just consuming way, way, way too much energy. There was an O2 sensor that was out. And so what they would put in, they were not getting the mileage out of it. And I kind of feel like this is what we're talking about, this dirty energy of being uncomfortable is the mild way of putting it, all the way up to furious and throwing a tantrum. All of that energy is just like that car that had bad O2 sensors. You're throwing energy, throwing gasoline and getting nowhere, getting nothing out. And we do it with righteous indignation. You know, we have our righteous irritations. We have our righteous traumas. We have our righteous arguments. But once you become aware that you can change it and actually get this over unity, this huge amount of energy out, it becomes pretty attractive to do. But the first step we pose is, how do you know? You know, because you feel anything less than good. The second step is you got to realize that it's not about your fault or somebody else's fault. It just is. It's literally just a feeling in your body. I was talking to somebody this morning who was talking about these amazing projects they're doing and being at the beginning of one that could be a masterpiece that would change the universe, not the universe, but the world for sure. And they said, oh, I just feel like there's a stop sign. Like the benefit is not coming out of it yet. I'm not getting my remuneration out of it yet. So we're talking about it's just a feeling, just a part of your body that's saying, it's not meeting my expectation. And yet, if you could see on the other side of it, the outcome is so exponential that if you put on the brakes right now, you'll never see it. Just a sensation of I want it now, right? So for that person, all they had to do was be aware, oh, I'm just having a feeling about a thing. He realized it had to do with a play he watched when he was a kid about a person. It was, he called it Waiting for Godot. And it's a story about somebody who waits for someone else the whole play, and that person never comes. So it's like existential dread. I'm going to wait and nothing is ever going to happen. Just a weird sensation that the body related to a fear. So he cleared out that little bit of fear, recognized it was the first thing, and then was willing to be like, okay, this is me. I can change this. Changed it only to realize that so much of his life is a match to massive, beautiful experiences, all by just recognizing, oh, I got a feeling and it's not a good one.
You know, that is so poignant, so poignant. The question, right, when everybody is here and just asking themselves, well, what is that over unity catalyst? How can I get there? Well, the first step, like Liz was saying, is to recognize that even though it's been lifelong, or even maybe for some of you, it might be situational. I'm married to this certain person. I got this certain job with this certain boss, right? Well, you can do something about it. You can actually change that feeling inside of you. And when that changes, interestingly enough, most often the external situation collapses. But by that time, you don't really feel anything about it anymore. And that's how it works.
Yeah, it's really, really true. All right, we're up against our next break, if you can believe it, Bill McKenna. So let's hear from the UK Health Radio Network. And we'll be right back and talk about some more ways that you can recognize when you're in dirty energy and how you can really 10x the clean energy, this exponential output. So UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
All right, we're back and we're talking about how to recognize dirty energy, dirty, hairy energy. And how do you flip the switch on that where you can create exponential? So we're talking about, first of all, noticing how do you feel? If you're exhausted, that's something that can be changed. It is just a feeling. If you're in grief, again, people don't realize this. Well, someone really died. I really lost something huge. And we just go along with the fact that our body, our physical body, has to be in pain for a certain period of time before we get our life back. That's just one of those things that everybody accepts that you have to do. Well, I can tell you, you do not. You do not have to suffer physically. You know, there's things you go through and you miss the person and you have loss, but you don't have to be in the kind of grief that gobbles every bit of your energy for a living. There's, you know, things like you said, Bill, like I lost a job or I had a car accident or I was born with an infirmity. All of those things, if they're allowed to, they will consume the energy that could go towards having an amazing life. So let's talk about the opposite of that, Bill. Let's talk about the thing we call the core attracting feeling, or what do we call it? The lover above feeling or being in reverence. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, you know, there's, first of all, just digress for 2 seconds. You know, there's the three stages, right? Is if you are in resistance, the very first thing that will show up is you're going to get tired. The second thing that happens is you get sick. And then the third thing, if you don't resolve it, is it goes terminal. So that's kind of the, give you just a perspective and to notice your life and notice where you're at in that cycle. But this whole thing with over unity and there's a process, a simple process to begin to get there. And one of the things that Liz had discovered, is this core feeling. There were times in your life when things were good, your birthday or a holiday or something happened, you got the guy or girl that you wanted, the clothes that you wanted, the car you wanted, the house you wanted, whatever it might have been, there's a place in your body that has a particular sensation. Putting your attention there is one big quantum leap forward. But there's even more. There's even more. And the thing that keeps you from the even more is first level is going to be all of your traumas and derivatives of fear. Now, this huge leap forward is been known to all the secret societies. It is the energy that is behind what the Freemasons talk about. How did they get into positions of power? The pharaohs in Egypt and all their greatness. What happened there? This energy was behind it. The Mayan culture, the tantric teachings, all the yogic traditions all have this one thing in common. And that is this over unity type of energy. This energy will actually make you feel like your body got plugged into an outlet, literally. And with this, so many of the different, call it super performance, shall we, just naturally emerge. Now, one of the things about this is that it's also associated with your better feeling emotions, bliss, joy, love, understanding, compassion, forgiveness, all of those things that ultimately make you feel good are the release and the catalyst for this energy to begin to emerge. This is quite a physical thing. This is that we're talking about. It's literally physical, and it will show up in your actual life as like super performance, awesome finances, great relationships. A lot of the stars, like, you know, Hollywood stars and these people that people are just magnetically drawn to, everybody just loves them. You see them and you love them. Guess what's going on? This energy has actually risen up inside of them, this high voltage energy that has been known for millennia and is behind all of these things I said before. They've got it. And you'll find yourself like feeling really good around them. This is totally possible. And we see this with Cogno Movement a lot. It is happening globally with people that do Cogno Movement, where because they are relieving themselves of fear, anger, jealousy, competition, grief, guilt, as those things melt away because they're aware, oh, this is keeping me from it, they're doing their sessions, and guess what's happening? Babanga. You don't have to join a secret society to have this happen to you. You can actually do it yourself.
Yeah, and you don't have to sit in meditation for 1,000 years. That was one of the first things that was so exciting to me. As we started to do this work and we started to see people's consciousness level raise, we would see their voltage and their energy raise. We would see their life become equal to that. You know, we say, you want to know what's going on in your subconscious? Look at your life, right? If your life's going great, your subconscious probably is not holding you in a place of anger, fear, pain, resentment, right? Somehow you've dodged that bullet and, you know, your energy's free to move forward and create, become a huge creator on the planet. So when we started to see that all it really took was the collapsing or unwinding or deletion of this feeling in the body, and your awareness and your consciousness and your energy went up, I thought, whoo, this is great. You can have the energy that a monk gets without sitting in meditation for 1,000 years. So if you can recognize, okay, I feel this way, and it's just a feeling. Number one, that it's not true, that it's not real in terms of that there's some outside source of your misery. It seems like that. I know it seems like that. But really, it's just a sensation in the body that feels that way, makes it seem true. That can be collapsed around really anything. And I mean anything. And then you're left with like a neutral place. And then if you know the secret of how to feel great, you can jump right into that. Feel great. And the weird thing is reality changes around you. Your perspective changes everything. Your anger is real because you're experiencing it. Your elation will be real because you're experiencing it. So how do you experience it? We've all had it in our lives. We just It doesn't last. We did an episode about this, how it lasts about 30 to 40 seconds. Has no joy, excitement, has no shelf life. But you've had it. So this conversation I was having this morning, this person travels all over the world just to see great pieces of art. Now there's energy that goes into that, right? You know, getting on a plane, going to see the thing, right? Traveling to another country. And then they stand in front of the piece of art. And what comes out of that for them is this energy of just reverence, just sheer enjoyment, bliss. For him, that's the state. Now that's the state he goes into business with. Now that's the state that he takes his child to school with. Now that's the state he uses to live his life as a huge creator. So all you have to do is for half a second, drop the cranky and look for where in your life you had that experience. I've told this story before that it was standing on the Ponte Vecchio in Florence, totally unexpectedly, looked down at the water reflecting the building and, oh my God, the sensation was incredible. It was so beautiful. That's the one I use to be in that state. So if you can recognize the crank, realize that it's not actually true, and trade it for something better, you can have this over unity. Taking that time can literally change the outcome of your life.
That is really a wonderful thing that is accessible to all of us right here, right now, as you're listening to this broadcast. For some of you, you might access this by somebody that you loved, even a pet. If you can think of that person or pet that you loved, especially non-romantically, you really want to do this with somebody that you love non-romantically that doesn't put you into grief. You might have had a loss at some point, but only think of somebody that you love non-romantically that doesn't put you into a state of grief. And take yourself to a time and place where you really felt that feeling for them. And notice that you're aware that they got faults. You know, you're not blind to it. You know, but it actually somehow makes them, you know, kind of more ingratiating. You know, you're like, I know you got faults, but I don't care. I love you anyway. You know, something actually I kind of like about your faults, even though they're, you know, a bit much, right? But that feeling, notice the feeling in your body that you love them. And it is a feeling, and simply give the feeling to you with the same liberty, the same openness, like, yeah, I got faults, you know, but I'm going to give the feeling anyway. To me, as a feeling, not a thought, notice how that feels in your body now. Notice if you're in resistance to it, just try to let go. I'm going to give it to myself like I gave it to them, and let that feeling in for you. This exercise will produce an over unity response from the universe, because the world treats me not how I think they should. They treat me how I feel about myself. Watch what happens.
Yeah, you know, it's really true. And I want to let everybody know, like, we're not being flippant about, you know, you have a problem and, oh, you just don't understand this big problem. No, we really, really do. It's not that you can flip it instantly unless you have the tools. And if you have the tools, you absolutely can. But sometimes there's some work that has to be done, some foundational stuff, some big life experiences that have to be sort of excavated out of your nervous system, which we call the subconscious, or vice versa, that kind of don't allow your energy to buoy up very much. Like, you can shift it a little, but it doesn't stick. sometimes you've got to go in there and notice what's happening there and collapse the wave of it, collapse the pattern. So for that, you need a tool sometimes. And the tool we have is CogniMovement. And lately, we really revamped what is our the way into our program. We pared it down. We made it real concentrated. We made it inexpensive. And we made it so that a person could do a 5-minute session, a 3-minute session, a 10-minute session, or a 20-minute session to clear out bigger things so that you can utilize it when you need it to literally shift your life on a dime. Meaning, you're in a fight with somebody at work, you're about to lose your job. You can go do a 3-minute session to change the way you're feeling about that. And the weirdest things happen. Reality changes around you. Or you realize, oh God, I've been asking to change jobs forever. The universe is about to give me what I wanted. Changes the whole outcome because you're like, yeah, bring it on. Actually, I think I'm going to quit, right? It changes the way everything happens. If you can do that, then you start to have absolute control of your life. And I think the thing that I love about it the most, Bill, is you're no longer a victim of anything. You're just not. You can change how that's working in your life instantly. So the new program is called Essentials. Our program used to be called Basic Training. This is now just the Essentials. It's very easy to learn and to watch. I think the whole thing's like 2 hours, but it's little mini videos to show you the foundations. And then most of it's sessions that you do with Bill and I to change your life. I was talking to somebody today who said, okay, I'm doing it every morning. Sometimes it's just to gain my energy if I feel good. Other days, it's just to get my left and right hemisphere, my brain harmonized. Other days, it's because I'm not feeling good. I'm tired. Other days, it's because I got an issue. And he said, but I'm doing it daily. And he said, what I found is that I'm just so much more present in my life. And I'm so much more aware when I'm not in that great state. Like it feels unusual to feel that uncomfortable now, which is huge. Normally uncomfortable, that's our whole life. But he's like, I notice it when I'm out of alignment, meaning out of my own physical alignment. But he says, I do what I have to do to change it, no matter what, because I don't want to be that uncomfortable anymore. And I want the energy that I get from being present in my life, from making the decisions that I choose, not that I'm forced to make out of discomfort. So until next time, consider, you guys, how much energy are you putting in and what are you getting out of it? And are you putting in dirty energy and expecting clean energy? And if you're putting in dirty energy, is there something you can do about it? Can you sing a happy song? Could you run around the block? Could you think of that thing that is so inspiring in your life that it simply just changes how you feel? And if you do this, notice what happens next. And if something amazing happens, please reach out to us. Let us know. We want to hear from you. Or if you get that Essentials program and your life becomes completely different, we want to hear that too. All right. Until next time, Bill McKenna, everybody be safe and be well. Thanks for being here, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at CognoMovement.com or email us at info@CognoMovement.com. See you again soon.